The abrupt exit of the police commissioner in Springfield, Massachusetts, could bring to a head a long-running political dispute over how best to manage the troubled department. Word of the sudden retirement of John Barbieri as Springfield police commissioner led to immediate calls from a majority of city councilors for Mayor Dominic Sarno to appoint a police commission, a body twice authorized by two-thirds majority council votes that Sarno has chosen to ignore. Springfield City Council President Justin Hirst said the departure of Barbieri, after almost 5 years as commissioner, is an opportunity to change the culture of the police department.
There are systemic issues that are plaguing our police department.
Hirst was joined Friday at a news conference on the steps of City Hall by seven of his council colleagues. Councilor Kateri Walsh said the retirement creates an opportunity to go in a new direction with a police commission.
And I think the city of Springfield is in a great place because there are so many capable men and women who would be willing to come forward and do this kind of service.
The city council voted in 2016 and again in 2019 to create a five-member board of police commissioners that would set policy and be responsible for personnel decisions. A police chief would supervise the day-to-day operations. At Friday's news conference, councilors also called for a nationwide search for a chief. Sarno maintains the council is treading on authority granted the mayor by the city charter. He stood firm again Friday against appointing a civilian board to oversee the police department.
I am a firm believer in the modern-day policing, which is that you have a police expert professional running the department, strong, he or she, with a strong resident civilian review board, which we do have.
Unless Sarno capitulates, there could be a lawsuit, confirmed Council President Hirst.
I think everything is on the table. And if that means bringing a lawsuit, we'll certainly have a conversation about it as a body. But at this point in time, everything is on the table.
Barbieri, who spent 31 years with the Springfield Police Department coming up through the ranks, was hired by Sarno in 2014 to be commissioner. He pledged reforms and to bring the department into the 21st century. Under Barbieri's watch, crime in the city plummeted by a reported 45%. But his tenure as commissioner was clouded by several high-profile misconduct cases. In 2016, narcotics detective Greg Bigda brutally interrogated two Hispanic teenagers suspected of stealing an undercover police car. The U.S. Justice Department is currently investigating the narcotics unit for civil rights violations. The Massachusetts Attorney General's office recently brought criminal charges against six Springfield police officers for an off-duty assault on four men in 2015. Just this week, the Hampden District Attorney announced an investigation into an incident where a man said he was grabbed around the neck by a desk officer in the lobby of police headquarters after coming in to dispute a parking ticket. The city has paid out millions in recent years to settle police brutality claims. Asked if he'd lost confidence in Barbieri, Sarno would only repeat that the retirement was a, quote, mutual decision.
I really thank and commend him for the many innovative programs, but I believe it was in the best interest, again, a mutual decision, best interest of the department and the city of Springfield.
Barbieri did not attend Thursday's City Hall news conference where his retirement was announced. Sarno tapped Deputy Police Chief Cheryl Claprood to be interim commissioner. A 39-year veteran of the Springfield Police Department, Claprood acknowledged there are fences to mend with several community segments.
And I'm just going to stress to the officers that I'm going to demand accountability. And if somebody goes rogue or does something wrong, they will be held accountable.
Claprood said she is committed to the crime-fighting initiatives begun under former Commissioner Barbieri and pledged to implement a body-worn camera program. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill with WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.